Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Wendy Schultz and we're going to talk about Sweet Joy and Sweet Joy Chapter 2. So good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning.
Wendy, you haven't been in business a real long time in Atlantic with your first shop where we can get good things to eat. How long ago did you start Sweet Joy?
We started July of 2011. And so, no, we haven't been in business very long, but we have celebrated that 1 year mark, which was exciting. And then in November, we decided to go a little bigger.
Yes, you did. And so right next door, we need to remember that Sweet Joy Chapter 2, and that has a really significant meaning, saying Chapter 2.
Yes. We have books and art and toys, and so that's why it's Chapter 2. It just kind of complements our existing coffee shop and business and something that we thought our customers would really like.
Yeah. Well, what's better than a hot cup of tea or a hot cup of coffee and maybe a little snack and a book?
Exactly. And so we have some books available at Sweet Joy, but then you can come over and browse. You can bring your coffee with you and come and see. The prices are very good, and so you can find something good to read without a lot of money.
Yeah, you bet. So there is a variety of books, obviously, in a relatively small space. You've put a lot of books in. So let's talk about the various kinds of choices. You do have a price range because there's old or gently used as well as new, but kind of what are your areas of books?
Well, we have a large Christian section, and we have new Christian books, and we have used Christian books. We have some new bestsellers, children's books, teenage books, mysteries and novels, crafting, photography.
Goes on and on. There's all kinds of books. Well, one of them that I came in when I saw was you have a new little corner. I don't know how long that's going to stay, called the Princess Corner.
Yes. So it's all about the pink and the purple and the princess and the castles. And we thought that girls would enjoy that. And it's fun to have something to make in looking for a book more enjoyable. But because we had the Princess Corner, then we had to come up with the Farmer Table as well for people who might have different interests.
Yes. So, well, I understand just in my reading that princess, little girls are just into this princess stage right now. So you're right with it. And I think that's really important. You mentioned that you do have the new bestsellers on available. What if somebody wants a book and you don't have it? What can you do about that?
We have a lady that comes in, Sue Hunt, and she will order books for you. You just let us know what you want. And Sue has this ability of finding new books at a really good price. And so I feel very fortunate to have her. She comes in a couple days a week, but you come in at any time and we'll make sure that she orders what you want. And it'll get here to Atlantic in a timely fashion.
Okay. And I hope Sue won't mind my mentioning that she's a voracious reader herself, and she's worked with children for a long time, so she will have lots of good information for you in relationship to the books. Let's talk a little bit about the used books. I can just see somebody's wheels turning, say, okay, it's ready to declutter, it's time to clean out my house, and I'm just going to bring all my books to Wendy. But maybe you don't want quite all of them.
Well, we love gently used books. We don't take used textbooks or books that are too far out of date unless they're a vintage collector book, which we do have a nice vintage selection, books that people might collect that are quite valuable. But we don't take books that have a bad odor to them because, you know, no one wants a book that you know, doesn't smell wonderful. And so we're very mindful about what we bring in. But we do have a program where you can bring us your gently used books. We go through them and then we can give store credit. So you can bring in a box and leave with a couple new books, and everyone is a winner then.
That's for sure. And you need to keep those books turning over to keep people interested. So what are your hours at Sweet Joy Chapter 2?
We're open 10 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday. But if Sweet Joy shop next door is open and the bookstore is closed because it does have shorter hours, if you let one of the staff know, we will be glad to open up the bookstore and let you shop at any time.
The advantage of being right next door. Now, earlier, as we started, we talked about you haven't been working in Atlantic very long, and I don't think that you lived in Atlantic or in the area much longer than that, because you migrated here from another state.
Yes, we came from Colorado, and my husband was transferred here to work on wind turbines. My son has since graduated from Atlantic High School and now went back to Colorado for college. My daughter's a senior here, and we love the community. We love Atlantic. It just feels so much like a home to us, not just a place to live. Mm-hmm. And we feel very strongly about Atlantic and the wonderful people here and the other businesses. We love to shop local and support other small businesses here. We go to church here. We just feel that sense of community.
Mm-hmm. You have a really strong feeling, Wendy, as I've visited with you in the past, about shopping local, and that it's an important thing to do.
I think especially in this economy, we have to think about keeping our community strong. And so my husband and I, we travel a lot, but I am very mindful about always trying to do some shopping locally and supporting our local businesses, because I want our business to be in a successful community, and I want the other small businesses to succeed. And I think it's something that we don't necessarily think enough about. And so if we can spend, you know, a couple cents less, you know, somewhere else, that, you know, maybe I shouldn't shop locally. And I think in the end that hurts us more than it helps us.
You bet. And then sometimes we forget about the gas and the time and all that sort of thing when we go away from home. But what you've said is probably even more important in terms of supporting the community and making it a really positive community. I want to come back to Sweet Joy Chapter 2, because we just talked about books and more books, but you have something else at Sweet Joy Chapter 2.
We do. We have local artists. My husband is one of them. He has an ability to take photographs and change them, and he looks at things a little differently, I guess, through his camera lens, and he has some beautiful artwork. We have another lady from a farm near Brayton who does children illustration prints, and so we have some of her work. I have another lady who is bringing in some art very soon, and it is just beautiful. I'm so excited. And the fun thing about the art is that it will constantly be changing as we sell some things or just rotate through, so that if you don't find what you want today, you know, you may find it next week.
And Wendy, when we're talking about, you know, being supportive of our local community, I'm thinking this is another way that you can be supportive, we all can be supportive, because so many times our local artists go unnoticed. So are you open to having artists bring some of their work in and visit with you about that?
I sure am. I think it's fun to see the artistic, creative nature that different people have. And so I would like to, you know, be a gallery where different artists can bring their things. We also have a couple local authors who have their books here and are part of the local Writers Guild.
Mm-hmm. So again, supporting those local folks and local talents. And just as though I know in the past, I've heard people who go to musical performances by local people and they say, I didn't know we had that kind of talent. Well, the same is true, perhaps with writing and other kinds of artwork. So here's a chance for people to show that off a little bit. So Wendy, again, you know, we told people the hours, but we haven't told people how to find you, the two shops.
Sweet Joy is at 315 Chestnut, and Sweet Joy Chapter 2 is right next door at 317 in our beautiful historic downtown.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Wendy Schultz, for visiting with us and telling us about this new adventure here. Until next time, here's a thought. Any book that helps a child to form a habit of reading, to make reading one of his deep and continuing needs, is good for him.